Democrat Senator Mazie Hirono laughs at odds of winning Maine Senate seat. Let's just say that we have a candidate. By Hannah Knudsen on July 24, 2026. Democrats appear to be unsure whether their potential replacement for scandal-plagued Graham Plattner in Maine will work out in their favor. Democrats only have a few remaining candidates listed who qualify for the Maine Democrat Party's U.S. Senate nominating convention. In a July 21 press release, Maine Democrats listed their qualifying candidates as David Costello, Troy Jackson, Dan Kleppen, and Sandra Pelletier. Other potential candidates, including self-described transgender and intersex candidate Ashley Webb, have since been removed from the website. In order to qualify, candidates had to register to vote in Maine, file a written declaration of intent to seek the Democratic nomination with the chair of the Maine Democratic Party, and submit at least 500 valid nominating signatures from individuals who were registered Democratic voters in Maine as of the June 9, 2026 Democratic primary, according to Maine Democrats. Many believe Jackson, the former president of the Maine Senate, will emerge victorious. However, he has a reputation of being a hothead and is accused of striking a female colleague with a bottle. Even the Washington Post detailed Jackson as someone who once angrily threw a water bottle in a meeting after he couldn't persuade a lawmaker to vote his way. Some Democrats are more confident than others that Jackson, should he secure the nomination, will defeat Republican incumbent Senator Susan Collins, Army. According to Notice, Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee Chair Kirsten Gillibrand is very optimistic that we will win Maine. We're going to win Maine. Susan Collins is going to lose, and we are going to take back the Senate. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, told Notice. People in Maine don't like Donald Trump, and they don't like that Susan Collins always votes with him. Other Democrats seem to think that, in comparison to Plattner, who exited the race after being accused of rape, the replacement has a much better chance. However, not all feel this way. They had to come up with somebody, and they did. Senator Mazie Hirono, DHI, said, according to Notice. Laughing when asked if Jackson has a better chance of victory than Plattner in the Pine Tree State. According to Notice, asked if he had a better shot than Plattner, Hirono burst into laughter. Let's just say that we have a candidate, she said. The convention kicks off Saturday, July 25, 2026. Jackson, who has raised $1 million since entering the race, is believed to be the one who will win the nomination, as most delegates have already pledged to back him.